the Doll's own Ma Perkins. Well, we've all had our mind on the big new romance between Ma's beloved daughter, Faye, and Spencer Grayson, that fine young advertising executive from New York. During Spencer's four-week holiday in Rushville Center, he certainly acted more than a little interested in our Faye. And yet, since he's gone back to New York, there's been only one letter. And, of course, that nice house present he sent to Ma. And so, Faye wonders sometimes if she's just building castles in the air. But right now, it's after supper, and Faye and Ma are up in Paulette's room, where Faye is reading Paulette to sleep with the usual bedtime story.
The princess said, "I scarcely closed my eyes all night. There was something very hard in the mattress, and my whole body this morning is black and blue with bruises." The mother of the prince saw at once that the beautiful maiden must be a real princess. She had felt a pea through 20 mattresses and 20 feather beds. Nobody but a real princess could have such a very sensitive skin. And so, the big brown cow cried,
"Meow."
What? What'd you say, dear?
Shh.
I knew you were listening, Mother. I think Paulette's asleep. Oh, land, there she is. We should have known she was speaking when she stopped asking questions. I'll turn out the light.
Paulette's questions are more fun than stories.
Come on out, Ma.
Door closed?
I'll open it when I go to bed. Oh, Ma, wouldn't it be lovely to be 7 years old? Be able to ask all the questions in the world and get all the answers.
That's what mothers are for, I reckon.
Yes. And I'm the luckiest girl in the whole world because Ma Perkins is my very own mother.
Oh.
And now we've got Paulette tucked in for the night. I can stop being a mother and I can be the little girl and you can be the mother.
Hmm. You got some particular questions, Faye?
Oh, Ma, have I? Are you all ready? First question?
First question. Yes, dear.
Ma, what should I do tonight?
What should you do?
It's early. Not even 8 o'clock. I'm restless. A little bored. What should I do, Ma?
Well, let me see. That's not a hard question. There's always so many pleasant things to do when we have a little spare time. You could write a letter to Spencer Grayson.
Oh, no. He owes me a letter, big bum. The last thing he wrote in the one communication I did receive was writing again tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Days and days have passed. That's a fine thing to do to a girl. Tell her you've got a wonderful idea, a surprise you're going to spring on her. And what happens? Silence.
Well,
a surprise, all right.
Well, maybe he needed time to work out his idea, whatever it was. Those things don't always go so fast.
You're right, Ma, of course. I know I'm being silly. What's time? A snare and a delusion. Time is something that races away when you're happy and stands still when you're blue. Let's abolish time, Ma. Let's throw away all the clocks and all the calendars.
Oh, say, now you do sound like Paulette.
Only Paulette would do it. She tossed the alarm clock right out the window. Oh, never mind. We'll skip the first question. Second question. What are you going to do tonight, Ma?
Well, I thought I might write a letter to Spencer Grayson. I want to thank him for the lovely present he sent me.
Gracious, Ma, you must have that young man on your mind tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a nice tablecloth, isn't it?
Oh, yes. It's such a pretty green color. Go nice with our dishes.
Green is for jealousy. You suppose he picked it himself? Or did he send his beautiful blonde secretary? He must have a beautiful blonde secretary, don't you think, Ma?
I think that we better both forget our letter writing and put on our hats and coats and go pay a call on Evie or Willie or the Reverend Peabody or somebody.
You mean anything's better than answering my question?
Say, dear, I don't think you've been asking the questions, which is close to your heart.
I know, Ma. Does the real question sound Well, even sillier than the things I've been saying.
Mm-hmm. It's something you feel, child. It ain't silly.
But that's exactly what's bothering me. What is it I feel? Would you call it love? Is there any way of really telling? Only there was some sure sign, Ma. Like in the story I was just reading, Paulette. Everybody knew the heroine was a real princess because she could feel a single pea way down under 20 mattresses. But how can you tell real love? There's no simple test. And it gets so mixed up with other things. Is it Spencer I need? Or just someone? Anyone?
Well, of course you need someone, dear. They'd write for you to go on a single woman the rest of your life. But that don't mean it couldn't be Spencer.
Yes, I do need someone to round out my life, make me a complete woman again. But I don't want to be fooled by that need, by just anyone who comes along.
Oh, say, we can't push. Push for what they want in life. Push for what they want in life. We can only believe.
But maybe that's just what I'm doing, pushing my feeling for Spencer. If it's love, I want it from nature, maybe.
Or the wisdom of the Lord.
But even in the Bible, Ma, the least of God's creatures entered the ark two by two. Two by two. What happened if one of them was left alone? One without a mate among all those other pairs?
I reckon that one did the best they could. Alone. I reckon they found happiness in the children. I reckon there was wonderful friends. Miss Sheffield, Willie, dear Benita. Made life seem good every minute.
Oh, Ma, I'm so stupid. I forget the trials and troubles you must have gone through because you're always so calm and happy and cheerful. As if your life had just been a song.
Ah, oh, Land, it don't take that much to make life a song. Just the voices of folks you love. Now, you listen to me, Faye. You're still young. And you'll find what you want. I know it. I know. And my Faye won't be fooled, so you set your mind to rest. Because it isn't just that you need someone. But a girl kind and wise and good as my Faye will be someone needing you. There'll be a man who needs you to complete his life.
Thank you, Ma. You've taken all my nervous, funny feelings away. I think I can wait now for whatever's going to happen. Telephone. See, something's happening already. I'll answer, Ma.
Maybe it's Jeffo.
Hello?
Is that you, Faye?
Yes, this is Spencer.
Somehow I knew you would answer the phone.
But where are you? I mean, are you calling from New York?
Yes, Faye. How are you?
Oh, well, I'm fine. How are you, Spencer?
Lonely, unhappy, missing you.
Oh, that's fine. I mean, what?
Did you get my letter?
Well, yes, only you said you'd write again.
Well, I'm phoning instead.
Yes. Well, isn't it pretty expensive?
Faye, what are you wearing?
What am I wearing?
Right this minute, sitting at the phone.
Well, it's a brown and gray print. Spencer, how are you?
Oh, I'll be all right as soon as I see you again. Faye, I told you I had an idea. Are you listening?
Yes, Spencer.
I want you to come to New York.
You want me to...
Come to New York for a visit. I want to see you. I want you to meet some people here.
But Spencer...
I'll get you accommodations at a hotel. I've sent you a train ticket.
What?
A train ticket. You'll probably get it in tomorrow's mail.
Spencer, you're crazy.
Will you come? For at least a couple of weeks?
Well, I'll have to think about it. I don't know.
Wire me yes in the morning.
Oh, sweet of you, Spencer, but please don't count on it. I'm not at all sure that I can...
Please try, Faye. I think it's important.
Well, I'll let you know. Thank you.
Was there a phone call for you?
Oh, you're still talking.
Good night, darling.
Good night, Spencer.
Good night, Spencer.
Oh, Ma. Spencer wants me to To... Oh, Ma!
So Spencer Grayson wants Faye to come to New York. Is this the sign Faye's been waiting for? And what will her decision be? Well, that's what we learn tomorrow. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again tomorrow to Oxydol's own Ma Perkins.